Well, we're speaking to candidates, Republican candidates who are running for U.S. Senate. And Annette Bosworth joins us again this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Nice to see you again.
Well, yeah, it's nice to have you back in here again. How's the campaign gone since the last time we spoke to you?
Oh, I'm having a good time. South Dakotans are my favorite to talk to, and I get plenty of them to talk to. It's been great. Well, I've had a good run of it.
I can tell just by looking at you. You got a big smile on your face, and obviously there are a lot of big things that are going on. Let's start by talking about Obamacare and the rollout. Mm-hmm. As we visited with you last time you were here, obviously as a physician, healthcare is something that's been critically important to you. What are your thoughts as you've watched the rollout of Obamacare, people who've lost their insurance, looking to pay more? What are your thoughts on all that?
No, Greg, it's amazing, actually, how many of my patients are affected and how many of the people I talk to are just fearful, how will this unfold? The number of raises that they are claiming are the savings that was supposed to be there, and then the returns that patients bring to me saying, this is my premium now. This is the premium now. What happened to this being affordable and a decreased cost? And it's just not, it's not what we were told. The greatest number of people that have come saying I've lost my insurance are in those bigger corporations, those bigger companies who've said the claim we had no longer exists in the insurance company because it didn't qualify for Obamacare. So the whole policy was dropped. And those are the stories I keep hearing day in, day out.
So what's the solution to this? I mean, if you should win and you go out to Washington, what needs to be done?
Right. So you have to restore the economy to medicine, that you've got so many people brokering the deal between the doctor and the patient that the economic drive that changes any market no longer exists. There are too many people in the middle. What Obamacare does is adds another layer. And oh, by the way, that layer is the government. So if you want to see a slowdown and an additional number of people that don't belong in that exam room, you can't find a better example of what not to do than Obamacare. I actually just opened up a deal in my practice saying I'll be an example in South Dakota. Cash to the doctor. You have $100 a month for every adult that you have unlimited access to your doctor. No copays, no additional fees. Unlimited access to your doctor, primary care. That's how, if you look at the markets that have really reset in the country, it's where the doctor took hold of their responsibility in the community and said, I'll do something different. You can have unlimited access to me and the medical services needed in primary care for $100 a month.
And there are a growing number of doctors who are doing that, saying, I just don't want any part of this system, and they're completely removed themselves and their patients from it.
Right. You know, there's a hybrid that I think works, meaning I still take insurance, but the doctor can say, here is a membership list that if you want to be part of my practice and you don't have insurance, or what I really find is underinsured. You know, doctor, I have to spend $6,000 before I can get anything that seems reasonable. I just want to see the doctor for, you know, my follow-ups and checkups, or I want to be able to call my doctor and ask a question. I'm like, $100 a month, unlimited access, unlimited care from our team, and that will change a market. That is exactly what needs to happen to America, is the doctors need to stand up and take control of their product, which is healthcare, and their business, instead of having administrators and people with other agendas running the show.
Annette Bosworth is here. She's a Republican running for U.S. Senate in South Dakota. One of the other things, obviously, that's been on the minds of a lot of producers and ranchers in the state is the Farm Bill. And then to add to the uncertainty they've been facing is this devastating winter storm that they experienced very early. What's the right approach to the Farm Bill for South Dakota?
Yeah, you know, the Farm Bill has some missteps. There's all kinds of government policy behind that. But looking at what has happened in South Dakota, I think it's very important that when you have an industry like farming, and that is South Dakota, you have an industry like cattle, as in South Dakota, and an act of God shows up and ruins your crop, ruins your herd of cattle. There needs to be a protection for that. This isn't just what our country depends on for food, but there is a national security that says we provide food and we provide stability with that industry. So there has to be a crop insurance, a process that guarantees that we don't lose those good people who not only understand and know the industry, but don't have the reserve to withstand such an extreme act of the weather, the true gamble that, you know, I grew up on a farm, and my dad said, you know, whenever someone would say, you want to go play cards or you want to go gamble, he's like, I gamble with the weather every day. Yeah. I don't need to do any more of that. Right. And I think it's a great understanding that these people, the rest of the world doesn't understand how farming is done so well and so scientifically and so advanced as we do here in South Dakota, but it still comes at a risk and with a margin that is going to be wiped out when a weather storm ruins most of your crop. There has to be a way to preserve those really trusted people that know the industry without it being an oversweeping reform of constant subsidies. There's got to be a balance between that. And that's the part that I think needs to be navigated.
And, of course, food stamps has been part of that. There has been disagreements, even among Republicans, as to what to do with the SNAP program. But a feeling, especially among House Republicans, that the debt's gotten too large, that we've got to trim spending. What would your approach to that be?
Right. So food stamps are something I love to talk about because most people don't want to talk about it. As patients come into my exam room and I have a very private and honest conversation about what they do with their food stamps and whether or not it improved their nutritional health, it doesn't. We have study after study that says if you have food stamps, you got more obese. Okay, we're not helping the American there. And I think that is how you evaluate a program. If we have a subsidized program in our country, that should be making better Americans. And when you have a food stamp bill that is unlimited, that does not have, meaning the time does not have a timer on it anymore, that there is not a process to say, you fell on hard times, let's help you get back on your feet, let's make sure nobody starved. It is not, I mean, I've been to third world countries, I've been to Pine Ridge, I know starving, and I know malnourishment. And the malnourishment is obesity in our country, and it's being promoted by how these food stamps are being used. The program is broken. It needs to be revamped and thought of, how can we get better Americans out of people who need help with their food? And the fact that it's coupled with our farmers is politics from Washington 101. There's not a lot of farming states. They are your red states who are like South Dakota, and they don't have enough votes to get a farming bill through that would enhance our farmers. But what we've ended up with is a farming bill that we got cheated. We totally got cheated. They got their food stamps, and the Democrat states that really needed them for the inner cities that blew up what the budget is, they got that, and we got a few pennies for our farmers. So we need to separate these two issues, do something that's not done in Washington, which is a transparency about what we're voting on, and then get a better farming bill that fits our farming economy, not one that's stuck to say, I'll give you this if you give me that, which is how the food stamps and the farming bill got put together.
Annette Bosworth is here. She's a Republican running for U.S. Senate. What are the things that separate you from the other candidates? Because elections are all about differences.
Absolutely. Well, I'm the girl.
Well, beyond the obvious.
If you look at, it is something that I didn't even address for many months because I don't look at it that way. I am a physician. I am a mother. I am a wife. And I care deeply about people. My friends describe me as a bleeding heart Republican because I care about people. But I also care that the steps we're making and the rules we're making make people better, improve them, not just become entitled, not become stable in a sense that they don't take a risk to improve themselves. And I think that's the broken part of America. Other differences, I have shown that I will stand up. I mean, why do I run? Big government is broken, and they took on me, and I stood up. I stood up against big government in the medical world, and I let much of the personal assets go in order to stay that fight. It was a year ago this month that I moved my three kids and husband into an RV donated to me by my church and stayed there for 6 months because when big government said, Dr. Bosworth, we'll put pressure on you to sign a deal, to take the deal, and to admit something that's not true, and I wouldn't do it, to the point where it was personal harm, it was much loss on my part, a growth of strength and spirit that is the American way. And I would challenge you to find any candidate or American that has sacrificed more to say this needs changed and I won't blink.
You and I were talking off the air, mm-hmm. and you had an opportunity to meet Senator Ted Cruz and talking about the pressure that he's been under because he stood up.
Yes.
It's got to be tremendous. Why would you want to put yourself in the middle of that?
You know, I don't think you have a choice. That's what I feel in my heart. If we had more people willing to say, I don't care. I am an honest human being. I have made mistakes in my life, but for the most part, I ask God, I use him daily, and I am courageous enough to say change comes from bravery, and that means you're outside your comfort zone. I mean, Ted Cruz is amazing. You have people that can look at his text messages, that can look at his phones, that can look at every move he makes, and yet he says, I will stand boldly and let you attack. And that's the kind of courage we need to say, that's America. That's how we got here. That's how we grew this great country. And without people like that leading the way, we are all doomed. We need that.
For people who want to find out more about you, your campaign, what can they do in that?
All right, two things. Text 25827. Let me say that number again, 25827, and put in the word work. And that gets you to my website, which is BosworthForSenate.com. BosworthForSenate.com.
Well, it's great to have you here again. Annette Bosworth, she's a Republican running for U.S. Senate. Thanks so much for stopping
in. Absolutely.
We'll have you back.
Great.